Welcome to the Digital Marketing Creators Podcast, where we help creators and entrepreneurs just like you magnify your brand message through digital marketing tips and strategies. And now your host, Andre Vaughn.
The cons of content creation when you're dealing with personal brands, I have eight of those also. The first one that I have is time consuming. The con of time consuming is consistently creating high quality content, it can be time consuming. Balancing the content creation with other aspects of your life or work can be challenging. This is where we talk about work-life balance and so on and so forth. You have to find what works for you. All of us are different. So no matter what or how you deem this content creation thing, go about it in terms of how it works for you in terms of your time. So if you have a family, you're going to need to know the times that you can work and you can put out content. If you have a dog, every now and then you might hear bark. I don't have dogs, but you might hear my neighbor's dogs barking, and they probably bark. I can't get mad at them at all while I'm recording and barking because I feed them. So I give them snacks all the time. So there's two nice pit bulls. I love those dogs. So I actually buy them snacks all the time and feed them. So that's probably why you might hear them occasionally on either these episodes. Or know your balance. Know where is a healthy balance. What time should you be recording? What days should you be recording? What days should you be writing? And so on and so forth. So time consuming, that's a con of content creation. It could be time consuming. Another thing, the pressure to perform. The pressure to consistently produce content can lead to burnout. Yes, you can get burnt out. The fear of not meeting audience expectations can be stressful. That can be the case too, especially once you start growing. So the pressure to perform, I feel it from time to time, and I have to get out of my own head when it happens and just make sure that I stay consistent. I stay consistent. I haven't been as consistent as I want to be, but I want to stay consistent. I want to practice what I preach, not just to get you all great content, but I want to do that for me as well. Negative feedback is another con. I spoke about this. Content creators exposed to both positive and negative feedback. Dealing with criticism and negative comments can be emotionally challenging. The one thing that I wanted to say about this is, even though I already spoke about it pretty much, on the positive side, you kind of want to take the positive with the negative as well. You all are familiar with Gary Vaynerchuk. He always says, and I know where he got the comment from. He always says, don't get high on your own supply. He got that from the movie Scarface, obviously. And basically what he's saying is, through those positive comments, you don't want to get too much into those. Thank you. I appreciate it. How can I help you? You don't want to get down on yourself on the negative feedback. You can't do anything about that. Control what you can control, but have that levelness about it. Algorithm changes. That's a con as well. Yep. Algorithm. All the social platforms, they're going to change their algorithms no matter what you say. This is just what they do. They have to do it. They have to do it because the space grows. The social media space grows in terms of them on their business side and how they deal and operate with users. Platforms often update their algorithms, affecting the visibility of your content. This can lead to fluctuations in reach and engagement, impacting the consistency of your brand presence. So you can only control what you can control, but it can be a con in terms of content creation. You can't do anything about it. If you have like just the basics down in terms of social media, like when you finish making a episode about something, or if you've written something and you share that out, don't just share your content. So make sure you're doing things such as engaging yourself on different accounts, sharing, commenting on different accounts. Don't just share. If you do that, you'll be fine. Don't just share your work, because if you just share your work, it's not going to be favorable to the algorithm. The other kind is oversaturation. In some niches, this happens. Standing out in a crowded space can be difficult, requiring innovative and unique approaches. In some areas, some niches, they're just going to be oversaturated. So just try to find something not only that you're comfortable with, something that you're passionate about. The way I look at oversaturation is, it's okay. You know, it all depends on what, maybe you can, the thing with oversaturation, you just need to make sure you have a spin on whatever it is that you are passionate about, whatever it is that you want to teach, whatever it is that you want to share to the world, have your own spin to it. And if you can have your own spin to it and be unique, you'll be just fine. Privacy concerns. Personal brands often involve sharing personal details. This can raise privacy concerns, and there is a fine line between authenticity and oversharing. So you kind of want to watch that as well. Know what to share. If you're not comfortable with sharing certain type of information, just don't. I'm a big family guy. I may share something. I may not. It's not going to be too detailed because I'm going to protect my family at all costs. Be cognitive about what you share. Dependency on platforms. This is a big one. Relying heavily on third-party platforms means you're subject to their rules and algorithms. Changes in policy can impact your content strategy and reach. This is where, in terms of how you put out or what type of content you put out, this is where I'm real heavy in on you owning and controlling your content. Now, I'll give you an example. If you are a blogger, I always encourage people to use a WordPress platform, not WordPress.com, WordPress.org. Now, how do you do that? You have to make sure you purchase hosting because it's a self-hosted site. And once you purchase hosting, even before the hosting, purchase your domain name and then purchase your host. Build out the site that way and upload your content. That way you control the content. It's your content. You own it. Now, with a platform like Facebook, we don't own anything. If you are collecting emails, let's say if you build a platform and something happens, but your email list has like 10,000 people on your email list, that's your list. You can let those people know, hey, this happened, that happened. You control that. So that's very important. Don't be too over dependent on certain platforms that you share your content out to. The last thing we're going to discuss is quality versus quantity. The quality versus quantity dilemma. The demand for consistent content may lead to a focus on quantity over quality. Striking the right balance is crucial to maintaining audience interest. And, you know, you have to find that happy medium between the two, between quality content, between how much content you want to put out. And the feedback on whatever platforms that you are putting out your content on, they're going to let you know. When people see your stuff and they're leaving comments and all of that stuff, they're going to let you know. They will let you know. That's why you need to engage with whatever. I don't care if it's one person comment, engage with that particular person. But once you get enough people, they're going to kind of let you know what's good and what isn't good and what have you. And remember, you're making content for them. You're making it for yourself, but you're really making it for them. I would say your content is going to be 90%+, 95% for someone else, not for you. Content creation for personal brands offer numerous benefits. It's essential to navigate the challenges effectively to build a sustainable and successful online presence.
Thanks for listening to the Digital Marketing Creators Podcast at www.digitalmarketingcreators.com.